This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is back at the White House this morning following his visit to Europe and meeting in Switzerland with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Biden and Putin exchanged cordial words and plotted modest steps on arms control and diplomacy, but emerged from their much-anticipated Swiss summit Wednesday, largely where they started, with deep differences on human rights, cyber attacks, election interference, and more. Biden said the next several months would serve as a test of whether relations between the two countries can improve. Biden also emphasized the last thing Putin wants now is a Cold War. Later today, President Biden is set to sign into law the creation of a new federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery here in the U.S. Juneteenth, National Independence Day, will be observed each year on June 19th. Juneteenth commemorates when the last enslaved African Americans learned they were free. Confederate soldiers surrendered in April of 1865, but word didn't reach the last enslaved people until June 19th, when Union soldiers brought the news of freedom to Texas, some 2.5 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. Legislation to create the holiday arrives at Biden's desk after receiving approval through unanimous consent in the Senate Tuesday and passing the House of Representatives by a vast majority on Wednesday. And the governor of the U.S. state of Texas has signed a new law that will allow people to carry handguns without possessing a permit or passing a background check. Governor Abbott was due to highlight the legislation as part of a ceremony later today. Via remote, this is VOA News.